感谢主的带领，小弟结束了将近三个礼拜的布道旅行。
Praise the Lord. I have just finished a three-week missionary trip.
谢谢各位弟兄姐妹的带导，让这次的工作能够蒙神的带领。
I'd like to thank you for your prayers because of that, God has been guiding me.
今晚上我们从今晚上开始想来查考腓立比书这一卷经文。
Starting this evening, I'd like to study with you the book of Philippians.
以后如果礼拜三晚上轮到小弟，小弟会尽量都以这一卷圣经作为我们查考的书卷，然后把它查完。
Whenever I'm scheduled for the Wednesday evening service, I will continue to share with you this epistle.
今天小弟想用你们藏在我心里作为题目来探讨第三节到第十一节的第一章的经文。
This evening, based on the topic, you are always on my heart, I'd like to study with you Philippians chapter 1, verses 3 to 11.
这段经文在谈到保罗跟信徒之间的情感。
This passage is about Paul's affection for the Philippians.
我们请来看腓立比书第一章第三节。
Please turn to first, Philippians chapter 1, verse 3.
腓立比书第一章第三节。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 3。
我每逢想念你们，就感谢我的神，每逢为你们众人祈求的时候，常是欢欢喜喜的祈求。这么提到保罗常常思念腓立比教会的信徒。
Paul's mind was always on the Philippians.
思念的时候，他就感谢神。
And whenever he thought of them, he gave thanks to God.
就欢欢喜喜地为腓立比教会来祈求。
And he would pray for them with great joy.
这封书信是在保罗坐监的时候所写的。
Paul wrote this epistle when he was in prison.
我们想想看，一个坐监牢的人在思考、思念别人的时候，能够有这种感谢赞美的心。
Imagine how a prisoner could actually...think about other people and give thanks for them.
他的信心并没有失落。
He did not lose his faith.
施洗约翰也到监狱里面去过。
John the Baptist had been in prison also.
但是他的信心似乎有点动摇。
But his faith seemed to have been moved.
他派人去问耶稣说，你是我们所等候的人吗？还是别人呢？
That's why he sent messengers to Jesus asking, are you the one whom we are waiting for?
可是保罗在监狱里面，他却有生命力的表现。
Paul, on the other hand, showed great vitality in prison.
有充足的信心。
He had great faith.
他让我们想起一朵在黑暗沟渠里面长出来的一朵鲜花。
He is like a beautiful flower that comes from a dark ditch.
真的是令人激赏。
He is truly admirable.
这次小弟到东部去，再次遇到这位医生判定只能够活两年得到炎症的这位弟兄。
During my trip to the East Coast, I met this brother again who had been diagnosed that he had cancer and he cannot live longer than 2 years.
教会安排他在礼拜六做见证。
The church arranged for him to testify on Saturday.
他见证的时候一直充满了感谢主耶稣的恩典，感谢弟兄姐妹的带导。
During the testimony, his words were full of thanks to God and thanks to the brothers and sisters for their intercessions.
他每次祷告都坐在第一排。
And he would come to the very front for every prayer.
你看他的手一直在摩擦他的双脚。
He would rub his knees with his hands.
因为他的身体真的很痛。
Because he was in great pain.
医生跟他说，事实上他的癌细胞随着淋巴已经蔓延了全身。
The doctor told him that his cancer cells have spread all over the body.
他的身体情况没有比以前好。
And he was not improving.
但是他的精神情况却是没有比以前不好。
However, his spirit never declined.
在这种情况之下，他每个礼拜还拨出一天的时间开了一个慕道班。
Even with his illness, he still held a basic beliefs class once a week.
这次几乎所有来受洗的弟兄姐妹都每个礼拜固定的在他帮忙圣工的这个慕道班里面先做慕道的工作。
And everyone who was baptized during this convocation had been to his class.
他真的是一个受苦的人。
He was a man of great endurance.
但是他想念神的爱，想念弟兄姐妹的爱，继续纪念主耶稣的恩典。
Despite his sufferings, he remembered the love of Christ.
这是我们值得我们感动的一个地方。
And that is something that touches us.
第三节说，每逢思念你们，我就感谢神。
Verse 3, I thank my God every time I remember you.
想念表现在什么地方呢？
In what ways did he remember them?
想他们就是要让他们知道。想念一个人就是让他知道。
To remember someone means to let him know about that.
保罗他的思念借着书信能够达到对方的手里，让别人知道他真的是有一颗关怀的心。
Paul related to the Philippians about how he remembered them by writing a letter to them.
所以我们觉得想他就要让他知道。
So when we remember someone, we should let that person know.
因为爱可以激发爱，爱心可以激发爱心啊。
Because love can stir up even more love.
除了让他知道之外，这边更积极的做法就是思念他，就是为他代祷。
In addition, remembering also involves praying for someone.
我们信的这位神真的非常的奇妙，我们的圣灵真的非常的宝贵。
The God we worship in is so.The God we worship is so marvelous, and the Holy Spirit is so precious.
常常我们为别人祷告，或是别人为我们祷告，可以超越时空，得到彼此灵里面的造就。
Oftentimes, our mutual intercession goes beyond space and time, and we can be edified in the Spirit.
小时候，有时候我们会带一些慕道朋友到教会里面来慕道。
When we were younger, we would bring truth seekers to the church.
那年会的时候呢，那个慕道朋友会到前面来祷告，有时候我们就跪在后面帮这些慕道朋友祷告。
And during the convocation, these true seekers came forward to pray, and we would kneel in the back to pray for them.
那在祷告当中的时候，你会思念他们，那就是会为他们来代祷。
And in our prayers, we remember them, and the way we did that is to pray for them.
那你就很奇妙哦，他们得到圣灵，你都没有睁开眼睛，但是他们在得到圣灵之前，你好像就有预感。因为你的圣灵会觉得很充满，很喜乐。
And miraculously, sometimes you have a premonition that these people will receive the Holy Spirit because you have a sense of great joy.
因为我们真的是有一个灵在工作，同一个灵在工作。
This is because we have the one Spirit who is at work among us.
有一次在 NYTS 一群青年帮一个慕道朋友在祷告。
During one particular NYTS, a group of youths were praying for a truth seeker.
那个慕道朋友起来的时候，他说。你们祷告好有力哦！那个你们祷告好像在地震一样。
And when the true seeker got up, he said, "Your prayer is so powerful, it is like an earthquake."
他说，过在我旁边那个弟兄跟我讲，说我祷告不认真。
And he said, "The brother who knelt next to me said to me, your prayer is you're not concentrating."
那个慕道者觉得很纳闷，说你他怎么知道我祷告不认真呢？他又没有偷偷看呢、啊。
So the true seeker was very surprised and puzzled.His comments.
那个弟兄就跟那个慕道朋友讲，我就是知道，在灵里我就觉得你根本就是不专心。
And the brother said, I knew in my spirit that you were not concentrating.
所以思念的终极关怀，事实上真的是在代祷上面可以做的最好。
Therefore, the ultimate form of remembrance or concern is through prayer.
最有意义的纪念，思念，事实上就是为他代祷。
The most meaningful way to remember someone is to pray for them.
我们思念不是凭自己的情欲方法来思念。
When we remember someone, we should not do so with our fleshly desires.
因为那会产生偏差。
Because this will mislead us.
所以第八节，保罗这样继续跟我们说。
Therefore, in verse 8, Paul says to us.
一章八节。
Chapter 1, verse 8.
我体会基督耶稣的心肠。切切地想念你们众人，这是神可以给我做见证的。我们思念人是因为体念主耶稣基督的心肠。
We remember someone because of the compassion of Christ Jesus.
耶稣基督的心肠是什么样子的呢？
What is the compassion of Christ?
我们知道耶稣充满了爱。
The Lord Jesus is full of love.
耶稣充满了圣洁。
He is full of holiness.
耶稣充满了慈悲怜悯。
He is full of great kindness.
如果我们用耶稣这样的性情、这样的圣洁、这样的慈悲怜悯来关怀别人，我们真的比较不会走差错。
If we love others with the kindness as well as holiness of Christ, we will not be misled.
耶稣他说他是好牧人。
The Lord Jesus said that he was the good shepherd.
牧人要为羊来舍命。
The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep.
所以保罗说做师父的有很多，为父亲的不多。
Paul says even though there are many teachers, there are very few fathers.
所以我们今天关怀别人，真的是要拿出父亲的精神来。
Today when we show concern to others, we should do so with a fatherly attitude.
我记得我刚被安利不久的时候， 我的女儿刚好参加了第一次的学生灵恩会。
Shortly after I was ordained, my daughter attended her first student convocation.
她也跑到前面来求圣灵。
She also came to the front to pray for the Holy Spirit.
我为别人代祷的时候， 不见得会掉眼泪。
When I pray for other people, I did not necessarily shed tears.
但是为我女儿代祷的时候， 我那种做爸爸的心情， 就油然生出来了。
But when I came to my daughter to pray for her, my fatherly love surfaced.
你就知道，我就觉得说，真的很用心的，用百分之百二十那种心情来帮我的女儿代祷。I
put in 120% of my effort to pray for her.
其实这边提到说，我们关怀别人都应该有这样的心情，就是耶稣基督的心肠。
But this verse teaches us that we should love everyone with the compassion of Christ Jesus.
这样子，我们工作才会达到神要我们达到的果效。
Only then will our work accomplish the results that God intends.
这是2000年7月份的青年团契。
In my hand is the Chinese Youth Communion of July 2000.
有一篇诗情画意的文章。
There is an article with a poem.
在诗情画意的专栏里面。
The column is about poetic writings.
这是一个传道人所写的。
This is written by a preacher.
他的题目是那一天我离开了你们。
The title is I left you that day.
我读到这篇文章，我觉得这个传道人真的是有做父亲的精神呢。
When I read this poem, I felt that this preacher really was fatherly.
我读一段在59页他所写的，给大家做参考。
Let me read just a portion of it.
2年前出去开拓。
2 years ago, I went to do pioneering work.
离别时在主前哭了一个晚上。
Before I depart from you, I wept before the Lord for the whole night.
不知就此离去，尚不会分辨左右手的你们会不会照顾自己。
I didn't know whether by my departure you would be able to take care of yourself, since you still don't know your left hand from your right hand.
传来苦涩多于欢笑的信息，就是说，他们传过来那些信息都是苦苦的多于笑的信息。
There is more bitter news than joyful news that I have heard.
这个信息像一把利剑，深深的刺入我的心。
And this news is like a sharp sword that pierces through my heart.
深到没有底部。
And it goes all the way through.
痛到没有办法掉眼泪。
And it's so painful that my tears can barely drop.
这个是在描写真的一个传道人，他那种用流泪来关怀信徒的那种心情啊。
This shows the preacher's tearful concern for the members.
他谈到他离开，可能这应该是非洲的工作，离开非洲，回到文明的那种心中的感受。
And he was probably referring to his missionary trip in Africa, and he talked about how he felt.
他说，那一天离开你们的时候，呆望窗外遥远的天边的云呢。
And he continued, that day when I left you, I looked towards the clouds in the distance.
想起以西结书34章的责备。
And I remember the rebuke recorded in Ezekiel 34.
想起为羊舍命的基督。
I remember the Christ who laid down his life for his sheep.
然而我竟这样再次地将你们撇下。
But I once again have forsaken you.
从此怎么样也挥不去那沉重的亏欠。
I will never be able to put aside that sense of guilt.
至今仍然夜夜惊醒啊。
And even now I remember it every night.
所以真的牧人的心， 如果把爸爸的那种父亲的爱拿出来，常常是沉重的。
So when a shepherd of God's flock has a fatherly love, his heart could always be very heavy.
思念应该用耶稣基督的心肠。
So we should remember people with the compassion of Christ.
保罗说他这种思念是他应当做的。
And Paul said that such compassion was his duty.
我们来看第七节。
Verse 7。
腓立比书一章第七节。
Philippians 1:7。
我为你们众人有这样的意念，原是应当的。保罗说，为他们这样的一种爱护关怀，是他自己应当做的。
Paul says, "It is right for me to think about you this way."
让我们想起，如果我们一个传道人不懂得去关怀这些信徒实在是不应该的。
It is wrong for a preacher not to care about the members.
这个作者在谈到以西结书34章。
The author just now quoted Ezekiel 34.
他里面谈到说那些羊软弱的没有去把它养壮。
Which says that the shepherd failed to tend to the weak sheep.
受伤的没有去尝过。
Or bind up the wounded.
迷失的没有去寻回。
Or seek the lost.
这个都是主耶稣所恨恶的。
These are things that God detests.
但是我常常又自己有一种想法。
I often have this thought.
常常觉得想要去做这种理所当然的关怀工作，但是常常心有余力不足。
Oftentimes I want to care about the members, which is the right thing to do. I often feel inadequate.
有一个 IA 的传道人，他这样感叹着。
An IA minister once said this with grief.
他说他好像一个没有羊群的牧人
He is like a shepherd without a flock.
那在美国，因为工人很少，我们好像牧养一半羊群的牧人。
And in the states, because we don't have a lot of members, the shepherds are like shepherding half a flock.
常常信徒要关怀，但是一下子又回到别的地方去了。
Oftentimes when we're about to care for someone, they go to another place.
所以常常觉得很难过，很难过，没有办法好好的照顾我们弟兄姐妹。
So we often feel deeply sorry that we cannot care for them enough.
保罗说他关怀信徒是应当的。
Paul said that it was right for him to care about them.
并不是因为他是个传道人，所以他应该这样做。
It was right, not because he was a preacher.
并不是因为他别人付他薪水，所以他应该这样做。
Nor because he was paid a salary.
为什么他说他应该的呢？我们继续看下去。
Why was it right to do so? Let us continue to read.
一章七节。
Chapter 1:7.
我为你们众人有这样意念，言自应当的，因为你们藏在我心里啊。这个不是其他的任何原因。应当的，因为你们常常在我心里啊。
There's no other reason. It is right because you hold me in your heart.
原来爱信徒、关怀信徒就是一种最自然不过的一种举动。
The purest motive is simply to love our members.
因为这些信徒常常在保罗的心中。
These believers were always on Paul's heart.
保罗做很多的工作。
Paul had done great much work.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为他的爱竟是如此的深啊
！It was because he had such a profound love.
我在想，有时候我们工人没有办法做像保罗这么大的工作。
Oftentimes we as workers of God cannot do as much as Paul.
因为那思念信徒，并不一定是我们觉得理所当然的，那么也不见得每个信徒都常常在牧人的心中啊。
It's because we often do not think it is right or necessary for us to care for our believers.
如果有这样的了解，我们就知道自己应该再如何的努力了。
With such understanding, we know where we fall short.
你们藏在我的心中。
You are always on my heart.
保罗之所以常常会怀念腓立比的信徒，腓立比教会本身有可爱的地方。
Paul remembered the Philippians partly because the Philippians were adorable.
我们来看第一章的第一节。
Chapter 1:1.
基督耶稣的仆人保罗，这边提到说保罗自称他是基督耶稣的门徒啊，基督耶稣的仆人。
Paul called himself the servant of Christ Jesus.
这个如果看原文是一个 slave， 就是耶稣基督的 slave 啦，就是我是为你们做这种。奴隶工作的啦。
The word servant in the original language means slave.
这个口气跟对加拉太书跟哥林多前书是完全不一样的。
The tone of this salutation is different from Galatians or
哥林多前书啊。
First Corinthians.
这两个教会，保罗说我是使徒，是神所赐给我这样的职分的。
In which he said, I am an apostle sent by God.
对加拉太书说，对加拉太的信徒说，你们为什么那么快就离开这个纯正的道理呢？
When he wrote the Galatians, he said, I'm astonished that you have left the gospel so quickly.
对哥林多教的信徒说，你们是要我带鞭子去，还是带其他的东西去啊？
He said to the Corinthians, shall I come with you with a whip?
看起来腓立比教会真的是一个蒙人纪念的有可爱的地方。
The Philippians were very pleasing and acceptable to God's workers.
今天我们当神的工人常常会到不同的教会去走动。
As workers of God, we often go to different churches.
我们也会知道有些教会真的值得我们效法。
And we notice that there are certain churches that are worthy of imitation.
有些教会也实在是有它改进的地方。
Whereas some other churches need a lot of improvement.
腓立比书最大的特点就是，它是一个宣道的教会。
One of the greatest characteristics of the Philippian church was that it was evangelistic.
我们来看第五节。
Verse 5.
第一章第五节。
Chapter 1, verse 5.
因为从头一天直到如今，你们是同心合意兴旺福音的。腓立比过去是一个宣道的教会。
The Philippian church had been a church of evangelism.
如今还是一个宣道的教会。
And even now, they are still the church of evangelism.
一个工人对教会感到最欣慰的、最高兴的，无非是那个教会花最大的精力做宣道的工作。
The thing that brings the greatest joy to the work of God is that the church preaches the gospel diligently.
我们不是真的，我们做传道人的哈，最高兴的不是看到信徒哈被 promote 了，在公司里面呢职位越来越高啊。
What makes preachers happy is not the fact that the members are promoted in their companies.
或者是他买了新房子。
Or that they buy new houses.
最高兴的甚至是看到神的恩典在这个教会里面彰显。拯救更多的灵魂。
Or rather, it is when they see the grace of God and the salvation of many people.
这次小弟到东部去，看到神很多的荣耀。
When I visited the East Coast this time, I saw the glory of God.
伊丽莎白教会他们早上的聚会时间一个小时，最后，然后呢，一个小时结束之后呢，半个小时全体信徒都用来做祷告。
After the hour-long worship service, in the morning, they would spend half an hour in prayer.
那你就看到长期祷告下来，神真的在这个教会动工啊。
And through a lengthy period of such a dedicated prayer, God worked there.
在学生年会，很多四年级的小朋友看到异象。
During the student convocation, many of the fourth graders saw the visions.
有一个小朋友他祷告之后，这个身体滑抖，一直哭，一直哭。
After a prayer, there was a student that kept shaking and he kept crying.
问他怎么回事啊？
And we asked him why.
他说他看到地狱。
He saw hell in a vision.
一排的人排一排，然后呢，这个魔鬼一个一个往地狱里面下面丢。
He saw that a group of people formed a line and Satan threw them one by one into hell.
下面是硫磺火湖冒着烟。
He threw them into the lake of fire.
那上面呢有两个魔鬼拿着那个 spear 那个枪，把人当那个靶子，当 target， 然后在那边练习射飞镖，射靶子。
And above these people were two devils who used spears and threw at these people as their targets.
那再一个小慕道朋友也是四年级啊，
and there was,
还是五年级啊。
There was a young truth seeker who was fourth.In the fourth grade or fifth grade.
我也是第一次遇到这样的情形。
And that was the first time I saw something like this.
一个传道去跟他按手祷告。
A preacher went near him to pray for him.
奇怪，本来跪得好好的，怎么一按手就整个人就这样子？马上你注意到他脸色花白，那整个人就这样瘫下去，这样子。
As soon as the preacher laid hands on him, her face turned pale and almost fainted.
那个工人就不敢继续按手了。
So the preacher dare not continue to lay hands on her.
后来辅导员才跟那个工人说，他身上有带着符啦，有带着那种偶像。
Later on, the counselor informed the preacher that she wore amulets on her neck.
把那个拿掉再祷告，他就得到圣灵。
After she removed that charm, she prayed and received the Holy Spirit.
得到圣灵的时候呢，因为有一个姐妹也看到异象，但是一个小姐妹也看到异象，但是看到创造的光了哦。
At the time when she received the Holy Spirit, a sister also saw a vision, and the vision was about the light of creation.
然后看完创造光之后，也她也是看到地狱的火，然后自己站在那个地狱的边缘，快要掉下去这样子。
After she saw the light of creation, she saw herself on the verge of falling into hell.
她太害怕了，就把眼睛打开这样子。
She panicked and opened her eyes.
那就看到我刚刚提到的这个本来脸色苍白这个人，怎么一直在那边抠啊抠抠抠这样子抠地上。
And she opened her eyes and saw this true seeker.
抠就是一直在抠，一直在摸摸摸一个东西，因为她觉得有一个好像云那种 puffy 的东西呢，一直在绕着她。他祷告的地方
she kept feeling the floor. She saw that this true seeker kept feeling the floor with her hands because this true seeker felt that she was surrounded by cloud.
摸没有，但是看得到了，所以怎么摸没有呢？那可是看到有这样子。
She could not actually touch it, but she saw it in the vision.
所以他就一直抠了。所以这个姐妹刚好看到，睁开眼睛看到这个另外一个这个慕道者一直在抠地上这样子。
That's why when the sister opened her eyes from her vision, she saw that this true seeker was feeling something on the floor.
小弟在美国十五年。
I have been in the U.S. for 15 years.
很少看到这么小的年纪的小朋友，这么多将近四位体会到神这么多的这种灵界的事情。
That was a rare occasion for me to see such young students experiencing spiritual things.
你就看到神真的真实的在那个教会跟他们同在。
So you could tell that God was with that church.
这是一个传道人他们在工作当中最愉快的时候。
And this brings the greatest joy to the work of God.
所以腓立比书让保罗非常的纪念，实在是他们是一个兴旺的教会，传福音的教会。
Therefore, Paul remembered the Philippian church because it was a church of prosperity and evangelism.
不但是一个兴旺的教会，并且是一个叫保罗非常放心的教会。
And it was a church that gave Paul a great sense of security.
我们来看第六节
，verse six.
第一章第六节
，chapter one, verse six.
我深信，那在你们心里动了善功的，必成全这功，直到基督的日子。保罗对腓立比教会非常有信心，觉得。他们可以把神给他们的使命完成啊。
Paul was confident that the Philippians could accomplish God's entrusted mission.
为什么呢？因为腓立比教会在服事上面有很多那种生命力的展现。
This was because the Philippians had great vitality in their service.
我们来请看第七节。
Verse seven.
我们看下半，我们主要是看下半句，但是我们再把上半句念一遍。我为你们众人有这样的意念，原是应当的，因为你们常在我心里。再来。无论我是在困锁之中，是辨明证实福音的时候，你们都与我一同得恩呐、啊。这边就要说，腓立比教会有个特色，就是无论保罗做什么事情，是在监狱里面也好，是在传福音的地方也好，是在辨明真理的时候也好，腓立比教会的信徒呢，他们的心、他们的关怀，往往是跟保罗在一起的啦。
There's one thing special about the Philippian church, and that is whenever Paul preached the gospel, or when he was in prison, the Philippian church would always be concerned about Paul.
所以保罗说你们是跟我一同得恩典的。
Therefore, Paul said, you share in God's grace with me.
圣经上讲说这个关怀这种工人的会得工人的赏赐啊。
The Bible teaches us that those who show love to the workers will receive the workers' reward.
我们相信腓立比教会对保罗个人真的是相当的关心啊。
The Philippian church has great concern for Paul.
小弟也觉得很感谢主。当我出去的时候，我总是打几个电话给我们教会的弟兄姐妹。
Thank God, before I go out to have visitation trips, I would call up some brothers and sisters in church.
请他为小弟来代祷。
I will ask them to pray for me.
我也知道他们是祷告的人，他们也深深的为小弟的服事在工作代祷。
And I know that they are people of prayer and that they have been praying for my ministry.
我相信这些人都是跟小弟一起同得恩典的人啊。
I believe these people will share in my grace.
一个人懂得关怀教会的事工，如果教有这样的人很多，我们相信这个教会一定是一个兴旺的教会。
If there are many of such people in a church, this church will prosper.
我想这是为什么腓立比 的教会常常在保罗心里，实在是他们都是蛮有生命力的信徒。
So to Paul, the Philippian church was a church of great vitality.
今天我们来谈谈你们常在我心里，因为所以保罗常常为腓立比教会来祷告。
Next, because the Philippians members were always on Paul's heart, Paul would always pray for them.
祷告的内容是什么呢？
What did he pray for them about?
我们来看第九节。
Verse 9.
我所祷告的就是你们的爱心在知识和各样的见识上多而又多。保罗祷告腓立比教的信徒他们的爱心能够越来越多。
I'll pray so that their love may overflow more and more.
说实话，现在的爱是越来越少，这个世代的爱是越来越少。
The fact is, love nowadays is decreasing every day.
就像保罗对提摩太所说的一些话。
Just as Paul said to Timothy.
说现在的日子，末后的日子哦，人都是专，就是爱钱财啦，专顾自己啦。
In the last days, people will be lovers of money and lovers of themselves.
都是违背父母的啦，忘恩负义的啦，自夸狂傲，谤毒的啦。
They will defy their parents. They will be selfish and blasphemous.
所以人的爱心真的越来越少了。
So love truly decreases.
那个，如果我们注意到动物的世界，我们就知道哦，那个燕子是很有爱心的动物。燕哦。
If you look at the animal kingdom, you will know that the swallow is an animal of great love.
会迁徙那种燕子，因为他们都是排成人字形或者一字形哦，集体迁徙的。
The swallow will form will fly in a certain formation.
那如果有一只飞不动了哈，那掉下来，你看到一定不是单独下来的，一定是两三只陪它下来。
And if you notice that when a swallow cannot fly any longer, it will not fall alone, but two or three other ones will fall along with it.
前些日子我在动物奇观看到一个影片。
A while ago, I saw this show or report on Animal Kingdom.
那个猎人实在是很残忍啊。
In this documentary film, I saw how cruel the hunter was.
他在地上摆一些那种木头做的假的燕。
He would put fake swallows made of wood on the ground.
一行燕在天空飞，看到哇，有同伴飞不动了，好几次就下来了，这样子。
When the formation of swallows saw the fake swallows on the floor, on the ground, they flew down to them.
那猎人等到燕子下来的时候，马上从丛林当中这个抬头呢，开始打，一只只打这样子。
And as soon as the swallows came to the ground, the hunters shot at them.
那你说以后这些燕敢不敢在同伴生病的时候再下来帮助这些同伴呢？
So because of this incident, would the swallows dare to help their companions again?
其实这个我们的世代就好像这样子，因为这个世代很多不法的事情，人的爱心就越来越少了。
In our generation, because of great lawlessness, people's love decreased.
所以保罗祷告信徒他们的爱越来越多，不是越来越少。
So Paul prays so that the Philippians' love may grow more and more.
因为基督教的本质就是爱，是最重要的标志。
Love is the most important symbol of the Christian faith.
如果我们彼此相爱，众人就能够看出来我们真是神的门徒了。
If we love one another, people will know that we are Christ's disciples.
很多人第一次来到教会，并不是他们被道理或是圣灵所吸引，而是被我们弟兄姐妹那种真挚的爱所吸引。
Many people visit our church and they're attracted not necessarily because of the preachings, but because of the love of the members.
所以我们每个人都要爱心越来越多。
Therefore, each one of us needs to increase in our love.
但是爱心要加上知识跟见识。
However, love must be accompanied by knowledge and depth of insight.
保罗说我可以做见证，以色列人是有热心，但是没有真知识。
Paul said I could witness that the Israelites had great zeal, but they don't have knowledge.
所以知识真的很重要。
Therefore, knowledge is important.
否则越帮越忙，越做越错。
Or else, the more zeal, the more problems it creates.
见识当然也是很重要 ，sensitivity.
And sensitivity is also important.
箴言讲说，一个漂亮的女人如果没有见识的话呢，就好像一个金色的金做的环子戴在猪的鼻子上面。
Proverbs tells us that a beautiful woman who is foolish is like a golden ring that is placed on a pig.
这是告诉我们知识跟见识要在爱心上面要注意知识跟见识。
So this teaches us that we need to love with knowledge and insight.
以前那个妈妈在喂 baby 的时候怎么喂的呢？不晓得大家看过没有？
In the olden days, this is how the mothers fed their babies.
她都把那个饭哦放到自己的嘴巴咬一咬这样子。
They would chew the rice first.
那因为 baby 没有牙齿嘛，所以咬一咬之后呢，再把这个嘴巴吐出来，然后再喂到 baby 的这个嘴巴里面。
Because the babies could not chew, so the mothers would chew for them and feed them.
大家都见过这样的一种喂法嘛，哦，我小时候就常常这样见。我想我自己也是这样长大的。
You've probably seen how that was done, and I was probably fed that way.
这个是有爱心，没有知识跟见识。
This is love without knowledge and insight.
同样的，我们在爱弟兄姐妹，常常有爱心，也不一定有这种啊，常常做错了。
Sometimes we may love people in the wrong way.
那最近我们打电话给一个慕道朋友啊，不是我们这里的哈。
We recently called a true seeker from in another location.
那个慕道朋友说他不想再来聚会了。
True seeker told us that she no longer wanted to come to church.
那个台湾话说哈，这个人一熟悉就会 K shop 了哈。So K shop 就是太熟悉了，你讲话就会不小心了，太认识你讲话就会不太客气啊。
Sometimes when you're acquainted with someone too well, when you talk, you don't show great manners.
所以呢，一来这个姐妹就问他说：“哎，你最近有没有工作啊？啊，你有工作哦，一个小时多少钱呢？”哦，每次来这位姐妹老师会这样问他，问到他很烦啊。
She says she doesn't want to come to church because whenever she comes, a sister will ask her, have you found a job? How much are they paying you? And things like that.
这个实在是缺乏见识跟知识。
Such love is love without knowledge or insight.
我们见识知识多了就能够第十节。
But with knowledge and insight,
我们看第十节。
Let's read verse 10.
使你们能分辨是非，做诚实无过的人，直到基督日子。保罗又祷告说，你们知识见识多了，让你们可以分辨是非啊。
With knowledge and insight, we will determine what is best or discern what is right.
我觉得我们现在的信徒真的在属灵的分辨上面，这种知识跟见识要再加油。
I believe we need to work hard on increasing our knowledge and insight in terms of
discerning
right and wrong.
圣经的道理本身呢、
In other words, we need to know our Bible.
以前很多信徒说不可以嫁外邦、娶外邦，那最后都是嫁娶这个外教会的信徒。
In the past, even though the church was against marrying unbelievers, many people ended up marrying people of other denominations.
那我最近在访问过程当中，我就觉得哇，这个有时候更惨。
And in my recent visitations, I realized how serious the consequence was.
有的嫁了这些外教会热心的这些工人之后，哦，他整个脑筋都被洗掉了。
Some people married fervent members of other denominations and have been brainwashed by them.
还会跟妈妈说，妈妈，我们教会都小时候我都没有用悟性祷告，现在我在我先生的教会里面都不会用悟性祷告了，都不会用悟性祷告，因为我们教会。
Oh.
小时候都没有悟性祷告吗？
There was a sister who said to her mom, "Mom, in the true Jewish church, we never practice prayer in understanding. So now in my husband's church, I don't know how to pray with understanding."
那又说，妈妈，我们信耶稣不是信教会，所以只要信耶稣就好了。
She also said, "Mom, we should believe in Jesus, not in the church."
又知道，结婚久了，已经。对于这种纯正的信仰，那种知识，那种见识，通通没有了。
After such kind of intermarriage, their faith and knowledge are lost.
保罗说，我们要他祷告，让他们能够分辨是非，做诚实无过的人。
Paul said that so that they may become pure and blameless.
知识多了，人就比较懂得怎么弯曲啊，怎么蹊跷。
Usually when a person has more knowledge, he becomes more shrewd.
但是保罗又祈求说，即使你们有知识、见识跟爱心，你们也求神给你们做一个诚实无过的人。
But Paul teaches them, even with much love and knowledge, he should still be pure and blameless.
就好像耶稣人家说他是诚诚实实的人。
Just as Christ was recognized as a blameless person.
就好像拿单叶人家说你是心里没有诡诈的人。
And Nathaniel was labeled a person without guile.
所以如果我们的朋友觉得我们这个人哦， 有点不太容易 understand 哈、哦，我有点弯曲哈、哦，我想这个是我们应该努力改进的地方。
If our friends think that we are hard to figure out or we have tricks in our mind, then we should improve ourselves.
再来，保罗的第三点就是祷告。我们来看十一节
，Verse 11，
并靠着耶稣基督结满仁义的果子，叫荣耀称赞归于神。保罗祷告说，让我们可以结出更多仁义的果子。
I pray so that we may have harvest of righteousness.
仁义的果子，仁义就是合神旨意的，也就是对的果子，好的果子。
Righteous fruit refers to things that are right.
也就是说，我们要做一个善良的、真正标准的基督徒啊。
In other words, we need to be good and model Christians.
但是我们的努力是靠着主耶稣基督。
But our effort is founded on Christ Jesus.
今天我们来聚会是一个很好的事情。
It is good for us to come to church.
如果我们不是靠着耶稣基督来聚会哈，我们常常会觉得这个聚会好像是个重担呢。
But if we do not come to church with the help of Jesus Christ, it may become a burden.
你会觉得哎呀，我今天来了又浪费时间了。
We may think that coming is a waste of time.
但是如果真的耶稣基督现在在我们的心中，圣灵运行在我们当中
，But if Jesus Christ lives in our hearts and the Holy Spirit works among us,
因为这样来这边是一种享受，因为我们在这边查考神的话语。
Then church becomes an enjoyment because we're studying God's word here.
再举个例子，比如说你今天需要去帮忙一个人搬家。
Another example, let's say you're helping someone to move.
啊，谁叫我是一个基督徒呢？我不得已要去帮他忙啊。
You can say, oh, because I'm a Christian, so I have no choice but to help them.
那这也是变成一个重担呢、啊。
That becomes a burden to you.
但是必须要说要靠着耶稣基督来做这个事情。
But this verse teaches us to do so through Jesus Christ.
你如果有耶稣基督，你心中充满了神的爱。
With Jesus Christ, our hearts are filled with God's love.
你就被 urge 被感动说，我不去帮他的忙，我心中会难过。
We'll be urged and compelled to help others.
这样子你做的会很快乐，因为你觉得你是在为神帮他做这个事情啊。
And we will love with great joy because we are doing it for God.
所以我们今天鼓励信徒要做对的事情，结仁义的果子，做一个标准的基督徒。
So today we ask our members to do.Discern what is right and to bear the fruit of righteousness.
我们要把那种自我意志的重担，那种自我努力的重担，相对的减轻，依靠神的心，相对的增加。
But to do that, they must not rely on themselves, but increase their dependence on God.
凡是依靠神，我们就会有平安喜乐，重担就相对的减少。
If we do everything through God, we will have more peace and joy and less burden.
这样子，我们真的可以把荣耀跟称赞归给神呢、啊。
Then we will truly give our glory and praise to God.
如果我们今天是凭自己的意志来这里敬拜神
，Today if we worship God out of our own will.
等一下我们回家的时候，我就说啊，感谢啊，这个我今天实在是太棒了，我今天可以这个控制自己的情欲啊，爬到教会里面来敬拜神。
And when we go home, we can boast and say that we have subdued our flesh and come to church to worship God.
是靠自己的方法来敬拜神的。
This is worshiping God in our own way.
但是如果我们今天靠着神的力量来敬拜神，我们自然而然说啊，感谢神，我今天是有喜乐的。你自然而然的是神的功劳，自然而然会觉得这是神的功劳，所以就把荣耀跟称赞归给神了。
But today, if we worship God through the strength that God has given us, we will attribute all glory to God.
所以我们同样做一个事情，我们要再回归，所以要对见结出一个仁义的果子，我们再回归我们的源头的力量在哪里。
Therefore, whenever we bear the fruit of righteousness, we must remember the source of such righteousness.
今天如果小弟靠自己的力量讲道，那么这个荣耀就归小弟自己了。
Today, if I preach the sermon based on my own ability, then I give glory to myself.
如果我把这个讲道花更多的时间来依靠神，很自然而然我就觉得这个是神的话语，我们就很自然的把这个荣耀归给神。
But if I spend time asking God to help me in preparing the sermon, I will naturally give glory to God.
所以这是保罗他在我们生活上面的对教会的一种关怀的一种祷告。
So this passage is about Paul's prayer for the church.
在爱心在知识和各样见识上多而又多。
That the members may grow in their love with knowledge and depth of insight.
能分辨是非，做诚实无过的人。
That they may discern what is right and become pure and blameless.
靠着主耶稣基督结满仁义的果子，叫荣耀归给神。
And finally, produce the fruit of the harvest of righteousness through Jesus Christ for the glory and praise of God.
你们藏在我心里。
You are always on my heart.
盼望借着这篇道理，能够缩短传道人跟我们弟兄姐妹之间的距离。
Hopefully through this message, the distance between the preacher and the members can be shortened.
小弟会学习，继续努力的把各位弟兄姐妹放在我的心里。
I will learn to always put you on my heart.
求主耶稣感动我们教会，成为一个宣道神 荣耀神的一个教会，正是一个宣道的教会，荣耀神的教会。
And may the Lord help us so that this church may become a church of preaching the gospel and glorifying God.